I still do it. I still wear the big shoes.
Okay. And what gave you the thought to do this the first time?
Well, I was a theater major. So
okay.
I was a theater major in high school and at college at Arizona State. So I've been doing, musical theater for years. And I still do it. I still do up the road in Kalamazoo, Michigan. In the summer, there's a summer stock theater there, one of the oldest summer stock theaters in the USA, called the Barn Theater. And I go there to act. And, I've done Rocky Horror about 100 times. And last time I was there, I did a Frank Wildhorn play called The Civil War, which was an operetta. And I played the leader of the Confederates. Of course, I got killed. And and then I did Spamalot, the Monty Python musical there. I played King Arthur. And so I've been acting my whole life. I love it. The number one thing on my bucket list, number one,
okay,
is Broadway. I will, if I'm going to make it to Broadway to do something, I swear to God, before I go. And that's my dream. And the Tube Show is a Broadway show. It's a play.
Yeah.
It's pretty much every song has got some kind of a visual element to it, because I'm doing characters, I'm changing costumes, we're using props, and the music is enhancing it. And, I'm still doing all these crazy changes. I'm still wearing the Quaalude's, still wearing the 18-inch platforms, and he will be there.
All right,
at Jurgles. And it's funny that I broke the zipper on our last show, and I took one of my Quaalude boots into the shoe repair guy, and I said, "Oh, I need a zipper," and the guy just looks at me like I'm an insane. He says, "What are these? Is this like a?" I said, "No, I wear these." He goes, no way.
No.
You don't wear these. I said, "Oh, yeah, I wear these. Could you just put a zipper in here?" And the,
well, Fee, I mean, you are one of the three most important people in the world.
Well, that's true. That's
speaking
true.
Of acting,
I guess they did a remake, I guess, of Bill and Ted's. I don't know whatever happened to it, but they didn't call me for the reprisal of my role.
Right.
So I'm still friends with Martha Davis, and we've done gigs together and have for years and years. And Martha actually got me that gig. So
what?
The Tube Show, I mean, we're doing kind of a special show this time. We're doing the Completion Backward Principle album, top to bottom.
We
start the show with the Completion Backward Principle with Talk to You Later, and we do the entire album in order. And, and there's a lot of costume changes surrounding it. And and then after that, we do, Prairie does a drum solo and some instrumental stuff. And then we go ahead for another hour and do, other favorites, What Do You Want From Life, and Bondage, and White Punks on Dope, and She's a Beauty, and all those other songs, that have become popular over the years. That were not part of the completion backward principle. Out of the five of us in the band, four of us are original members. I mean, we've been together since like 100 years ago. but like 45 years we've been together. So it's
around 72, right?
We got together in 72. That's correct.
Yeah.
And our first album was, The Tube's first album was 1975, and it's fun. And everybody lives in a different city now, pretty much. We're all kind of spread out, and everybody's got a family. And we just, the tour manager puts together a tour and flights, and, we'll all show up.